This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah wahdahu wa salatu wa salamu ala man la nabiyya ba'dah. Ala man la nabiyya ba'dahu wa la ummata ba'da ummatihi wa la kitaba ba'da kitabih wa la shari'ata ba'da shari'atih. Amma ba'du fa'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. إنما المؤمنون إخوة فأصلحوا بين أخويكم واتقوا الله لعلكم ترحمون. صدق الله العظيم. My dear respected elders and brothers, in my last two talks I had spoken about the rights of Muslim brotherhood, and I've covered many aspects pertaining to the rights of our fellow Muslim brothers. However, there are a few aspects that I also thought that we should continue speaking about, certain specifics in terms of the rights that we owe to our fellow Muslim brothers. As we had made mention previously, this is a very remarkable brotherhood. It's a very remarkable alliance. Allah has brought people forward. Allah has brought them together, not on the basis of their clan, not on the basis of where they come from, but on the basis of the kalima, on the basis of a truth. And that truth is La ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah. And part of that, for example, there are certain specific type of rights that we owe to our Muslim brother. That Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has made mention. Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had said, Haqqul muslimi ala al muslimi khamsun. There are five rights that you owe to your Muslim brother. Five rights amongst many other rights that you owe to your Muslim brother. And among them is Raddu Salam. When he makes salam to you, then you must reply to that salam. Agar unhone salam pesh kiya, to uska salam ka jawab dena zaruri hai, wajib hai. To start off the salam is an act of virtue, an act of nafil. You get sawab with regard to it. Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Inna awla an-nasi billahi man bada'ahum bis-salam aw kama qal. The closest person to Allah is the one who starts off the salam. The one who starts off the salam is free from kibar and free from pride. That is an act of virtue. But to reply to it, uska jawab dena wajib hai. It is compulsory to give. So Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, part of the rights that you owe to your Muslim when he makes you salam, to reply to that salam. And also, iyadatul marid, when he is sick, to go and visit him. Abu Umama radiallahu ta'anu, the famous sahabi, used to say, walk a mile to go and visit a Muslim brother. Walk 2 miles to go and visit a Muslim brother who is sick. And walk 3 miles to go and reconcile Muslim people who are fighting. So, iyadatul marid is also part of the right that we owe our Muslim brother. Wa ittiba'ul janaiz, to follow his janaza. When he passes away, to go and take part in his janaza is part of the right that we owe to our Muslim brother. We're all going to pass away. And when we take part in the janazah of other people, maybe other people will take part in our janazah, although we don't do it solely for that reason. But there are more people in our janazah, there are more people making dua for us. When there are more people making dua for us, more likelihood that Allah Ta'ala might accept their dua in our favor. So part of the right that you owe to another person is to attend his janazah. Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam had said in a hadith, that whoever takes part in the janazah of a person, he gets 1 qirat reward. 1 qirat. And 1 qirat is equivalent to the Mount of Uhud. And whoever, after attending the janazah, takes part in the burial, he gets the reward of 2 qirat. And 2 qirat, as we said, 1 qirat is the equivalent of Mount of Uhud. Many a times, sometimes because of time factors, people only take part in the janazah. But there is a crying need now for people to take part in the burial. People who are in the field of burial tell us that aliyadu billah, a time must not come that there is no one to fill the sand of the people who are going in the qabr. Especially people who are sometimes not well off, people do not know them. There are not enough hands to fill the qabr. But that is a right that you owe to your Muslim brother. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, Haqqul muslimi ala al muslim. It's a right that you owe to a Muslim is to follow his janazah. Then, tashmitul atis, the fourth right. The fourth right is ijabatu da'wah, is to accept the invitation of another person. When he gives you an invitation, to accept it. Some people are more better than others in this regard. But to accept the invitation of someone is also part of the right that you owe a Muslim brother. And وَتَشْمِتُ الْعَاتِسِ. When a person sneezes and he says, Alhamdulillah, then to say, يَرْحَمُكَ اللَّهُ is part of the right that you owe your Muslim brother. And I hear also some ulama have said, to say Alhamdulillah is not compulsory. But when someone says Alhamdulillah after sneezing in front of you, not according to all ulama, but to some ulama, it is wajib now to say Yarhamukallah. And this is, you know, we regard this, and in one hadith, there's another part, a sixth aspect has been made mention. When he seeks advice, give him the best advice. So in one hadith in Bukhari, it says 5, haqqul muslim ala al-muslimi khams. But in another hadith book, it says 6. And the sixth one is, when he seeks advice, give him good counsel. Now, these are things that we must not regard as insignificant. There's a very famous incident of Imam Abu Dawood Sijistani rahmatullah alayh. Imam Abu Dawood had compiled Sunan Abi Dawood, regarded to be the fourth most authentic compilation of a hadith book. The fourth most authentic compilation. Sahih Bukhari, Sahih Muslim. Then the third, according to some Jami'u Tirmidhi, according to some Ibn Nisai, Sunan Nisai, the fourth Abu Dawood. Imam Abu Dawood rahmatullah alayhi was one day on a ship. The ship was quite a fast boat. And a person at the shore said Alhamdulillah after he sneezed. Before Imam Abu Dawood could say Yarhamukallah, the boat went fast. He could not say Yarhamukallah. Because when you say Yarhamukallah, it's also necessary the person must hear you. Not to say it silently. The person who says Alhamdulillah, he must hear you saying Yarhamukallah. So Imam Abu Dawood rahmatullah alayhi told the ship, give me a small boat, went back to the shore and said Yarhamukallah to the person who had sneezed and said Alhamdulillah. And then he continued on his journey. It is either that same night or after when he passed away, someone saw in a dream Imam Abu Dawood rahmatullah alayhi had purchased Jannah for 1 dirham. Because he took 1 dirham to take a smaller boat to come say Yarhamukallah back to the person who had sneezed. We regard these things as minor, but look at the importance that the Sharia has placed and emphasized upon these aspects. Another important aspect with regard to the rights of our Muslim brother is to give people happiness and to come to their aid and assistance when they need it, or just to be helpful to your next Muslim brother. Brother, this is no ordinary thing. This is a hadith that Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu ta'ala narrates, which is in Tibrani. I want you to listen to each and every aspect. It is so beautiful, such a beautiful hadith. That Abdullah ibn Umar said, a person came to Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and said, Ya Rasulullah, Ayyu al-Nasi ahabbu ila Allah, wa Ayyu al-A'mali ahabbu ila Allah. Which person is most beloved to Allah, and which deed is most beloved to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? So Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, فَإِنَّا أَحَبَّ النَّاسِ إِلَى اللَّهِ أَنْفَعُهُمْ لِلنَّاسِ. The best of people in the eyes of Allah is that person who benefits other people. Subhanallah. The best of people in the eyes of Allah is that benefits other people. دوسرا کے کام آئے, دوسرا کو نفع پہنچائے. And then he said, look at this one. Then he said, أَحَبُّ الْأَعْمَالِ إِلَى اللَّهِ سُرُورٌ تُدْخِلُهُ عَلَى مُسْلِمٍ. The most beloved deed is giving happiness that you bring in the life of a Muslim. Brothers, how many people bring happiness in other people's life? We are all the time the cause of misery other time of other people's lives. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, أَحَبُّ الْأَعْمَالِ إِلَى اللَّهِ سُرُورٌ تُدْخِلُهُ عَلَى مُسْلِمْ. To give happiness in the life of a Muslim. تَكْشِفُ عَنْهُ قُرْبَةً. To remove a difficulty from him. أَوْ تَقْضِي عَنْهُ دَيْنًا. Or to fulfill a debt that he can't repay. Or تَتْرُدُ عَنْهُ جُوعًا. Or to fulfill his hunger when he is in a state of hunger and he can't feed himself. Then Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam continued. This is a sahih hadith. And what did he said? To walk with your brother to remove a difficulty of his is equivalent and more beloved to Allah to make a itikaf in Masjid al-Nabawi for 1 month. To walk with your brother to come to his aid and assistance to help him is more beloved to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala than making a itikaf in Masjid al-Nabawi for 1 month. I'm not going to in any way try to deny the importance of a itikaf. It's also a sunnah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But this is What Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam had said, إِنَّا حَبَّ اللَّهِ إِلَى اللَّهِ تَعَالَى بَعْدَ الْفَرَائِضِ إِذْ خَالُ السُّرُورِ عَلَى الْمُسْلِمِ. One of the best deeds after faraid is to bring happiness to a Muslim. Now, how many times do we give importance to this type of situation? Come to the assistance. Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam had said in a hadith that مَنْ كَانَ فِي حَاجَةِ أَخِيهِ كَانَ اللَّهُ فِي حَاجَتِهِ. Whoever is in the hajat, whoever fulfills the need of his Muslim brother, Allah will fulfill his needs both in this world and the hereafter. So this is one of the aspects with regard to the rights of Muslim brotherhood, is to help people who are in difficulty in different type of situations. Also, another important aspect with regard to the rights of our Muslim brothers is to not cause them harm. Brothers, do not cause people takleef. I quoted Imam Ghazali rahmatullah alayhi in the first lecture. Imam Ghazali rahmatullah alayhi said, there are three types of animals. One animal is that benefits human beings, like the cow. Its meat is of benefit, its milk is of benefit. The second type of animal is that which harms human beings. Whenever it gets an opportunity, the scorpion, for example. And the third type of animal is that is neither beneficial nor harmful. Na nafa ponchai, na nuksan ponchai. Imam Ghazali said, try to be like the first. And don't be like the second. And instead, if you can't be like the first, at least be like the third. Don't give harm and don't give nuksan. But don't give nuksan. That is the worst with regard to it. Kisi ko nuksan na ponchai. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had said, Al-Muslimu man salim al-Muslimuna min lisanihi wa yadi. A Muslim is he, other Muslims are safe from the evil of his hands and tongues. And Mufti Taqi Sahib quotes a hadith of Ibn Hibban, Man salim al-Nas. A Muslim is he who other people, not even confined to Muslims, a Muslim is he, other people are safe from the evil of his hands and his tongue. To cause, this is one of the most, not to cause harm to other people. Maulana Thanvi Rahmatullah Ali used to be very, very severe with regard to this. Maulana Thanvi Rahmatullah Ali used to tell people, my khanka is not only for people to come make zikr. He had a spiritual retreat. He said, if you want only to make zikr, go to other khankas, go to other spiritual retreats. Yaha pe aadmi banne ke liye aana ho, to yaha pe aajaye. To become a human being, then come to my khanka. He used to say, Maulana Thani Rahmatullah Ali used to say, that if I hear about someone not doing his wazifas, not doing his tasbih, he said, I feel little bit that he's supposed to do it, why didn't he do it? But I don't feel as hurt as when I hear about a person that unhone kisi ko takleef ponchaya. I don't feel as hurt when he doesn't make wazifa, the way I feel hurt when I hear that he has caused harm to other people. He said, then I feel very, very angry. Why did he give harm to other people? This is something that is something very, very important. Some years back, Mufti Taqi Usmani gave a talk on Radio Pakistan. Now, Mufti Taqi Usmani sometimes gives a talk. His father, Mufti Shafi Sahib Rahmatullah Ali, also used to give a talk on Radio Islam, Radio Pakistan. And in Radio Pakistan, he started a tafsir of the Holy Quran for many, many years. And that it culminated in his famous tafsir, Ma'ariful Quran. Ma'riful Quran started off when Mufti Shafi Sahib Rahmatullah Ali used to give tafsir after Fajr on Radio Pakistan. So anyway, Mufti Taqi Sahib gave a talk on Radio Pakistan, which was, you know, in a book, put in a book form. And he spoke about this. Don't give other people harm. He said one is to give people harm by hitting them or to causing them other harm. But he says certain small things you and I do, but we don't regard it as important, but it causes people harm. Then he goes on to list. He says, sitting or going over people's necks at the time of Jummah, Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam has made mention with regard to it, is not permissible. He had said, throwing dirt on the ground, taking a fruit, after eating the fruit, just throwing it down on the ground, someone might slip. That person might slip, you are the cause of the guna, because you have caused harm. Parking inconsiderately, parking in a manner that people get takleef, people can't go out. That is wrong. It is not only, it is not ethically right, it is an act of guna. It's an act of sin. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam had said, do not cause people harm. Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam used to be so considerate. When he used to get up for tahajjud, فَتَحَ الْبَابَ رُوَيْدَ وَأَغْلَقَ الْبَابَ رُوَيْدَ. He used to open the door silently and close the door silently. Wallahi, the sahaba was such. If Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam would have opened the door loudly because of the love they had for Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, no one would have minded. But he never, even when getting up for tahajjud, gave anyone takleef. When getting up for tahajjud, hum apne kaam ke liye dusro ko takleef dete. For getting up for tahajjud, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam didn't cause anyone harm. So these are some things that we must always keep in mind, you know, that we must stay away from causing people harm, because this is one of the major acts of guna. Also, do not abuse people. Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam had said, لَيْسَ الْمُؤْمِنُ بِالتَّعَانِ وَلَا بِاللَّعَانِ وَلَا الْفَاحِشِ وَلَا الْبَذِي. A mu'min does not taunt people. A Muslim does not taunt people. He does not curse people. And he does not speak things that are immoral. And he does not speak things which are shameless. A Muslim stays away from these type of things. We do not taunt people. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has told us that we should stay away with regard to it. That's the taunting people. Today we like to taunt people. You know, sometimes people do it in a sense of a joke. And if it is a sense of a joke amongst friends, and the friend doesn't mind, perhaps there is some leeway with regard to it. But be careful that you don't say something that people, when I was a teacher, you know, so amongst the students, they used to taunt one another. I remember one student of mine, he has passed on, may Allah Ta'ala grant him Jannah. Really, he was a joker in class. So there was a very tall student in our class. So he used to tell him, you are so tall, by the time you drink milk, by the time it comes to your stomach, it is sour milk. So he used to taunt him in that way. They used to taunt. So, I mean, I suppose if there is some joking, but be careful. لَيْسَ الْمُؤْمِنُ بِالتَّعَانَ. A mu'min does not make ta'ana. He stays away from those type of things. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had said, سِبَابُ الْمُؤْمِنِ فُسُوقٌ وَقِتَالُهُ كُفْرٌ. That to abuse a mu'min is an act of sin. Mufti Mahmud Sahib rahmatullah alayhi has written a book, Hudud al-Ikhtilaf, the boundaries of difference of opinion. Before he talks about the difference of opinion and the boundaries of it, he narrates a hadith on the rights of fellow human beings. And in this, before that, he relates this hadith, Sibabul Mu'mini Fusuq, and the actual words that he used. He says, vulgar language is a habit of an open sinner. Using vulgar language is the habit of a fasiq. Let me repeat this. This is the words of Mufti Mahmud Sahib Rahmatullah Alayh. And this is not the words of any, you know, liberal Maulana. Nowadays, when someone says, you know, this one came from this one. This is the words of Mufti Mahmud Sahib Rahmatullah Alayh. Vulgar language is the habit of an open sinner. Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam has also said, we must speak atyabul kalam. Speak good words. Kulli ibadi yaqulu lati hiya ahsan. Tell unto my bondsmen that when they speak properly. They speak good words. This, look at this hadith, which it is made mention in Hakim. قلت يا رسول الله حدثني بشيء يوجب لي الجنة. Ya Rasulullah, tell me something that Jannah must become compulsory upon me. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, Mujibul Jannah. The means of getting into Jannah, it'amu ta'am, to feed people. Wa ifsha'u salam, to spread salam. Wa husnul kalam. Subhanallah. Speak nicely to people. The means of Jannah is to feed people, to spread the salam, and to speak nicely to people. What does it cost you to speak nicely to people? There is no cost attached to it. We want everything with regard to it. We like to see what is the rents and cents with regard to it. What does it cost you to speak nicely to people? Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam had said that. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, إِذَا رَأَيْنَا الرَّجُلْ يَلْعَنُ أَخَاهُ. Whenever you see a person abusing and cursing another Muslim brother, then فَقَدْ أَتَى بَابًا مِنَ الْكَبَائِرِ. He has opened up one of the doors of the major sin, one of the doors of the major sins, by making la'nat and cursing another person. So these are some of the aspects, my dear respect. I just felt that it is so important that we make mention with regard to this, that we keep in touch. This is a part of the responsibilities that we owe to our Muslim brother, that we keep in. These are no insignificant things. These are important things. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give you a tawfiq of understanding and making amal. And also important thing, even if you dislike someone, even if you dislike someone, Allah Ta'ala says, وَلَا يَجْرِمَنَّكُمْ شَنَآنُ قَوْمٍ عَلَىٰ أَلَّا تَعْدِلُوا. The dislike of someone should not swerve you from acting justly with him. So what if you dislike him? That must be between you and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is your emotion. Sometimes your emotions doesn't incline towards a person. But even then, Allah Ta'ala says in the Quran, your dislike of someone must not make you treat him unjustly. Doesn't mean you dislike him, go and talk bad about him. Don't like him, go and speak ill about him. That's not permissible in Islam. So these are some of the aspects that we've got to keep in mind. I just thought that very briefly I would like to make mention in this coming week. We would be seeing, you know, what time of the year we call the silly season. A lot of people get into different type of things. I know the environment has an impact upon us. But at the end of the day, we also got our own values. Nabi Karim Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, "Man tashabbaha biqawmin fa huwa minhum." He who imitates a nation becomes one of them. Brothers, on the particular night that we have, which will see the end of 2012 and the beginning of 2013, there is no common sense, there is no logic, there is not, you know, from the tashabbu point of view, imitating another nation, for us as Muslims to celebrate that, to stay up till 12 o'clock, to be able to say certain things, to sing certain things. Sometimes our youngsters even get so involved in the whole thing that they get even involved in alcohol. These are things that we need to stay away from. Allah Ta'ala has given us a life that is extremely, extremely valuable. We cannot use it in such futility. By imitating another nation, what do we get? We only strengthen them instead of strengthening ourselves. Imitation is a sincerest form of flattery. What does it mean? Is by imitating another nation, you are praising them. You're not praising yourself. The Urdu poet had said, "Europe ki ghulami par raza man hua tu." You became happy by following Europe or the West or another nation. Mujhko gila tujhse hai, Europe se nahi. I got to complain against you, not against them. You imitating them is not their fault. It's your fault. What did you gain with regard to it? We got a life, we got a very important amanat. Allah Ta'ala says in the Quran, "Wal asri," Allah Ta'ala takes an oath on time. Our time is very, very valuable to be, you know, withering it away in such futile activities. The Urdu poet said, "Subah hui, sham hui, umar yu hi tamam hui." Now, morning came, evening came, our whole life will go. What have we gained with regard to it? What have we gained with regard to it? Umar daraz mankar laayate char din. Do arzu mein kat gayi, do intizar mein. Allah Ta'ala has given us a short period of time. We got 4 days, just a means of expression in an Urdu language. Allah has given us four days. 2 days out of that, it is in anticipation. In anticipation, building castles. And 2 days, we are hoping for those particular anticipation. Our whole life will go like that. So let us be careful with regard to how we conduct ourselves in these particular days so that we always keep in mind our values and we don't compromise those values. وآخر دعوانا الحمد لله.